Welcome to our stage, back to our stage, from Hibbing, Iris Kaloji.
Here they come from far and wide, from either side of the great divide, just rolling north on the interstate, heading home to the Brainerd Lakes, where the water's clear and the sky is blue. The stars shine down on me and you, that's why they all come up to the Brainerd Lakes. Brainerd was a railroad town, then they cut the big pines down. Pa Bunyan and the big blue ox, where he stood is now a parking lot. Colts move Paul out of town, his footsteps now are hallowed ground. That's why they all love the Brainerd Lakes. Here they come from far and wide, from either side of the great divide, just rolling north on the interstate, heading home to the Brainerd Lakes, where the water's clear and the sky is blue. The stars shine down on me and you, that's why they all come up to the Brainerd Lakes. From May to August there's a great parade of boats and folks till Labor Day, all bristling with their fishing rods, golf clubs, sunscreen, and new iPods. Big boats, jet skis, just for fun, see them on Highway 371. That's how they all descend on the Brainerd Lakes. Here they come from far and wide, from either side of the Great Divide, just rolling north on the interstate, headed home to the Brainerd Lakes, where the water's clear and the sky is blue. The stars shine down on me and you, that's why they all come up to the Brainerd Lakes. You've heard why they come to play, now we'll tell you why the locals stay. This little town in the big North Woods has got lots of stuff that's plenty good. The BIR and the 4th of July ice fishing contest where they catch a walleye. That's how they make things happen in the Brainerd Lakes. Here they come from far and wide, from either side of the Great Divide, just rolling north on the interstate, heading home to the Brainerd Lakes, where the water's clear and the sky is blue. The stars shine down on me and you, that's why they all come up to the Brainerd Lakes.
That was Iris Kaloji. Iris is off to the U of M this fall, walking the Hibbing to Dinkytown footsteps once tread by Robert Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bob Dylan. Pretty sure Bob didn't bring along a ukulele when he left Hibbing, though.